You're listening to The Phillips File.
Phillips File for a Thursday. Every Thursday at this time, well, for the past many years, we've talked to Pat Clark, who handles sports, over at Channel 2 WESH, Channel 2 in Orlando. And today is kind of, well, it's poignant and a tad bit sad, I think, because this is the last time that we'll be talking with Pat Clark on the air, because the Phillips File is coming to an end next week, when the Jim Colbert Show begins on November 26th. So, without further ado, please welcome Pat Clark back to the program. Hello, Patrick.
Is it too late for you to change your mind?
No, I'm not changing my mind.
That's, you're a funny one.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
James, there's such a finality to this, you know? It's just something that just doesn't seem quite right, but, you know, You've had an incredible career.
Been very lucky. My Uncle Ray always said it's a lot of luck.
Jim is going to do a terrific job. He's wonderful. He's great conversation. Loved chatting with him last night. So he's going to do a terrific job. But that still doesn't mean that there won't be a void in Central Florida broadcasting. And I know you don't want to talk about this, but it's true. And I know what it's going to be said. It probably already has been over the past few days or weeks, but it's true. There's going to be a genuine void here. I mean, people loved listening to you. They were interested in your opinion on any number of topics, and they're not going to have that now. They're not going to be able to turn on the radio and listen to Jim Phillips. So,
those are very kind words, and I appreciate it. But you know, I get self-conscious with things like that. I'm from Irish stock, and you know, Irish, they don't like to, you know, it's like, stop talking about me. And I get uncomfortable with it. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm not kidding either. I get hinky with stuff like that. But I appreciate the kind words.
Well, you know, I'm 100% Irish too, James. And I just wish that sometime, just once, someone would say something nice about me. That never happened.
That's not true.
Well, I'll say something nice about you. Before we get into sports, Pat Clark, for the first time in his life last night, for the first time in Pat Clark's life,
what did he do?
After much urging from yours truly, and said, "You must do this. This is before I can hang it up. You must do this." Pat Clark had his first taste of lobster.
No,
he'd never tasted lobster before.
What'd you think?
He had a bowl of lobster bisque.
That was really good.
The soup was
good.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you eating it. It looked like you thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and. And then there was a lobster tail, and he took a bite of lobster tail, and I think you said, well, that's intriguing, that's interesting, but he didn't finish it, so I'm not sure whether it wasn't one of those, oh, my God, what have I been missing all my life?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't that, but it was good. It was good that there was so much food there last night, James, and thank you. Boy, those shrimps, that little firecracker shrimp or whatever they brought out there, that was... You know, and then, of course, you said, have you ever had shrimp in your life? You know, like, I've never done that.
But, well, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you were...
You're from the Midwest.
You're an Iowa kid, you have a lot of pork and probably steak and potatoes and things like that. And I wasn't sure whether you ever had a shrimp. I wasn't sure. I mean, if you said, I've never had a bite of lobster, why wouldn't I think? Well, maybe the guy's never had shrimp.
Yeah, well, the potatoes were great, and that was a hell of a piece of meat, too. I just absolutely loved everything.
That was good.
And
fun.
I don't eat asparagus for all the usual reasons. So, yeah, it was a nice night with a great crowd. I mean, all of the characters of your program, Moira, you were missed last night. Sorry I didn't get to see you. But
I was
proud to be invited, James. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Let me move into some sports. Big day for UCF this weekend.
Yeah.
As they battle the mighty Cincinnati, I don't know what they call themselves, and ESPN College Game Day is coming to the UCF campus as well. So this is a big, big deal.
Well, UCF has been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the national stage, and now they have it. You're right. Not only is game day here, but UCF will be front and center on Saturday night on ABC primetime, 8:00.
Right.
The number one crew for ABC and ESPN will be doing the game. So this is a chance for UCF to shine in ways that maybe it hasn't before. It's going to be an electric crowd. You and I talked over the years, James, excuse me, since they opened up what was Bright House, now Spectrum Stadium, about how, where are all the people? You know, what,
right.
We've got this nice stadium here. We've got a good football team. It was good at one point. Now it's great. And you just couldn't get fans in the stands. But now people are getting it. There's this groundswell, and there's nothing wrong with jumping on the bandwagon. I'm sure UCF is happy to have the fans. They're making more than $2 million with each home game that
wow.
they play. And it does seem like genuine big-time college football.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was just visualizing there's going to be a gigantic crowd for college game day. This is a big deal. I mean, when that group comes into town for your, you know, for your collegiate football game, that's a big deal. There's no question about that. And then primetime at night on ABC, is that right, or ESPN?
No, it's on ABC.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
It's a huge deal, and the game is sold out. So the seats will be taken, and it's going to be a cool evening on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they said that by time kickoffs kick off at 8 o'clock, it was going to be like 60 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, perfect. That sounds crisp.
It's going to be a perfect yeah. evening in so many ways. But now, of course, UCF has to finish the job. You know, Cincinnati is not going to roll over and play dead. Cincinnati is a very good football team, so. I don't think there's any problem with the notion that UCF won't be focused and would be distracted. That's just not going to be the case. They've gotten to this point with great focus over the past nearly 2 years with 22 straight victories. It just seems so funny to say that. You know, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen in major college football. So hopefully they'll get to number 23 on Saturday night, and wouldn't that be spectacular if that happens?
Well, wow. Mark my words, although we won't be able to talk about it because I won't be here anymore, but the Knights will defeat Cincinnati 36-21. You can take that.
Oh,
to
the 36-21.
Yeah, it'll be 36-21 over Cincinnati.
How did you come to those numbers?
I just kind of plotted it up. I just kind of, you know, whatever. It sounded good. You know,
oh.
It's just that kind of a nice combo. You know what I'm saying? 36-21. You know, it's better because I was thinking 41-18, but that doesn't have has no ring to it. You know, 36-21 has a nice, just kind of flows.
Yeah. You know, Lee Corso, who is a member of the college game day crew and,
yeah.
of course, lives up in Lake Mary,
mm-hmm.
he's such a good man, you know, and he came into the Channel 2 studios on Tuesday to talk about the game on Saturday. And I asked him because Kirk Herbstreit, I think you guys might have mentioned him earlier,
right.
in your show today,
right.
has been critical of UCF's strength of schedule. He made a point in a teleconference today in saying, I'm not being critical of UCF. I don't have a vendetta or I don't have anything against UCF. It's just their scheduling. They do have a weak schedule. I asked Lee about that. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. UCF's schedule is weak when you compare it to those of Power 5 conference teams. The problem with UCF is that they're between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
They can't get the elite teams in the Power 5 conferences to play them, and they're in an otherwise weak conference that they right now can't get out of. That's
right.
just it. And you're not hearing any talk from any of the conferences right now about expansion because they get so much TV money, these Power 5 schools,
mm-hmm.
that they don't want to share it with anybody. They're all greedy. So at some point, hopefully, they'll see how adding UCF to their conference can be a positive for everyone. This is a rich, fertile recruiting ground out here in the state of Florida. You can get a lot of eyes on your school from high school kids who are looking to find a place to go if you can come to Orlando every now and again. So maybe at some point, they'll realize that and something positive will happen with regard to expansion that would involve UCF. But
well,
right
yeah.
now, James, that just isn't the case.
Well, when you argue their ease of schedule or whatever you want to call it, I mean, the schedule that they're playing this year was arranged how many years ago? Last year? 3 years ago? Five? How does that work?
Yeah, they set these schedules up. And oh, by the way, but remember that UCF did have two teams from Power 5 conferences on its schedule this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, their scheduled game against North Carolina was canceled because of a storm, and Pitt came here, and UCF kicked the snot out of Pitt. I believe it was 45-14. Hey, look, it's not UCF's fault
right.
if Pitt isn't a strong team. And by the way, Pitt lost to Notre Dame, unbeaten Notre Dame, which is in the top four in the playoff spot right now. They lost to Notre Dame 19-14. UCF beat Pitt 45-14. So you can play that game all day long.
Right.
Maybe
that's part of the fun. So, just spend a little. I don't want to focus too much on Cincinnati, but what are they bringing to the UCF campus this weekend?
They've lost just once. I believe they have the number 6 defense in the nation. I think that they're giving up only 281 yards a game. Sometimes UCF has 300 yards by halftime of a football game. So it'll be interesting to see how these two teams play against each other. But to remember, Cincinnati is in the same conference as UCF. Cincinnati's playing a lot of the same teams that UCF is. There are a couple of really good teams in this conference. Houston would be another one, but there are a lot of really average, some really bad teams in the conference as well. That's the problem.
And I noticed last night, I'm not picking on you in particular, but no one in that room noticed my mustache.
Oh, geez.
I mean, nobody, I mean, this is a nice, I think a pretty nice looking mustache. Well, and, most of these people have seen me without a mustache. I show up and, I've seen a lot of these people in weeks. I hadn't seen Patrick. I don't know how long it's been since we saw one another. And I was like,
I think
so I should be off the hook then, because I don't see you regularly. Right.
Well, you should noticed the mustache. But I think, Jim, you made a mistake by having Patrick sit to your left, because he is the mustache. You know, Pat's known for his mustache.
That is correct. Oh,
and
yes.
By comparison, I mean, with all due respect, I think, Pat wins in the mustache contest, don't you think?
Now, Patrick, before I give up the ghost and head west, whenever that might be, whether it's next week or years from now, I got to see you without that mustache. Make that promise to me. That might be when, on my deathbed, I might say, "Get Patrick here. Bring Clark over here, will you, please?" my wife is going to hand you, some Barbasol, a can of Barbasol and a, one of those Mach 3s and just, shave that. And I think I could go to heaven a happy man, just by...
Well, listen, I'm doing another fundraiser next month, and I've actually been toying with the idea.
You're not doing it.
At the end of the night, if you can raise a few thousand extra dollars, say, look, if I can get $2,000 more from you folks, I'll shave this thing off. It hasn't been off since 1978.
Oh, okay. I'll kick in $1,000 right now. I don't even know what charity is. I'll kick in $1,000. I'll get that ball rolling. I mean, I got you I got you recorded now. I got that.
Throw in an instant pot.
And I'll throw in another instant pot.
Top of the fundraiser, James. I'll come looking for the money, okay?
Pat Clark, one of the great stories, of course, and I said last night at this dinner that I held that Pat Clark, I believe, is the best, one of the best radio storytellers that there is. You just do a fantastic job. But one of the great stories is Patrick, every year, he'd throw a holiday party, and it's a really great party because he'd have all these contests and all these things going on. And so I donated an instant pot last year. Jack took it over there.
Yeah, that was nice.
I did.
As a prize, hey, okay, pick door number 3. What do you got? Oh my God, you want an instant pot? Blah, 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 and he kept the instant pot. He didn't put it up for a prize. He kept the damn instant pot.
He kept it for himself.
They only cost $100. They probably get him for under 50 now.
Listen, he's not proud of it, but he did it. So let's move along, shall we?
That's just. Well, at least you admitted it.
Yeah, see?
Pat makes wonderful meals.
You'll be happy to know, James, that I use it regularly, okay?
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's not like it's just sitting in a box somewhere.
To feed the hunger.
Great use of it.
All right, I'm going to let you know. You've been a great addition to this program, and one of the reasons for the success of this program over the years has been your contributions. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. What we have to do, let me get some things settled and figure out what direction I'm going. Maybe we'll meet over at Linda's for some meatloaf or something. How's that?
I was just thinking that. Let's do that, James. And let me say this. It's been an honor to talk with you and Moira and Jack and Pinkman and, heck, Otto and Jana all these many years. I've looked forward to this conversation every week, and I'm going to miss it, James.
All right, Patrick. Take care of yourself. We'll meet soon, I promise.
Okay, pal. Thank you.
You got it. Great Pat Clark, Handle Sports, over at Channel 2 WESH. Channel 2 in Orlando. Just remember, the Phillips File, the last show, is, next week, we're live Monday and Tuesday. Then it's a Phillips File tribute on Wednesday, best of Thanksgiving Day, right? And the following Friday, then the Jim Colbert Show starts on Monday, November 26th at 3. It's the Phillips File on Real Radio 104.1.